Annie Dugan is an art historian and an educator and an all-around kind of an art nerd. And we're so happy to have her join us as the host of Where's Art every Monday right here on KUMD. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. We have a great week of art. And what I love about this week in art is it is multi-genre crossing, multimedia, all. We're intersecting arts in all its forms because starting Tuesday at the Tweed Museum of Art is an event called Chance on Tap. And there is an exhibition that opened this fall that is up, I think, all calendar year, might just be academic year, but it's Kathy McTavish, and the show title is Chance. And Kathy has built this incredibly wonderful immersive experience with computer programming and projection and painting. And she's doing a series sort of throughout the year with other speakers, other arts-related events. And this Tuesday from 6 to 8 is a poetry reading and a book release for a book that Kathy has helped design that features poetry from Sheila Packa, Michael Keebler-Diggs, Julie Gard, and Kathleen Roberts. And Sheila Packa is Kathy's partner and is an amazing poet in our community. And I love what I think Kathy sets such a great tone in the arts community because she is an incredibly accomplished artist of her own right, but she builds bridges between other artists. She builds networks. She really is conscientious about building, having a quality of voice not only in her own work, but also in the work of our community. And this book is a perfect example of that. These poets are using her show and exploring this really intimate relationship between people and each other that they have through this mediated experience with devices. And sort of how there's this rapidly developing networked omniscient intelligence is the way that they describe it, sort of that there's something going on between these devices and sort of this really, some can say touching way, some can say scary way. The Chance exhibition has where basically McTavish has programmed these computers to talk to each other. I mean, they're having their own communication going on while you're in the space, and it mimics this relationship that we have. You know, we type into our devices, but it's our devices that are talking to each other. So Kathleen Roberts, Michael Keebler-Diggs, Sheila Packa, and Julie Gard are all exploring that sort of odd relationship that we've allowed to the technological relationship that we've allowed to infiltrate our own relationships. So I'm really curious what kind of poetry they'll have to share with us. And it'll be in the space itself. I love poetry readings in gallery spaces. And there's another option for poetry readings this Saturday at Prove Gallery. Prove has really been on the forefront of integration between poetry and the arts through a big part with the work of Kathleen Roberts and her Spirit Lake Poetry Series. She's been a wonderful voice both in her own work, but then also welcoming in other voices to the community. And from Saturday from 7:30 to 9:30 at Prove, it's St. David's Day. St. David is the official saint of poetry, and they have this Spirit Lake Poetry has a wonderful tradition of celebrating St. David through an open reading. So people are encouraged to bring a piece of their own writing, of their own original writing, or of a poem by an author that they just think is incredible and that they need to share, that there's this passion behind it. So from 7 to 9:30, they'll have this open reading. The original poems get juried, and there's a special chair that gets shared between the winners of the original voice poems. So that's a really fun evening at Prove. Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute is an opening called Territory. It's emerging photographers from UMD. There's both a reception for them as well as an artist talk by these photographers. And it's always really exciting to see because the photo program at UMD really pushes students in interesting ways. They use alternative processes, so not just, you know, it's not just digital work. They're really looking at how we make images with light through sort of these original processes, so cyanotypes, all the way to how far can you go with digital. There's one of the artists is really pushing sort of how you take digital files and then push them through with different extensions and, you know, sometimes how you've opened, have you ever opened up a corrupted photo before and you get those odd pink lines between things? So he's purposely pushing that idea of how we, it's sort of a neat relationship to Kathy's work, right? Is how do we almost create work in partnership with what's going on in the digital realm? So you have artists who are doing that kind of thing, artists like Wilson Johnson, who is does these amazing cyanotype prints, investigating the psychological space. And his show at the Tweed last week was just incredible. He really mixes photography with other, with sculpture, with projection. He's really investigating how we can understand this sort of what originally was a window to the rest of the world or a quote unquote truth, a way of recognizing truth and how we can push that. So Riley Lowe, Haley Fearson, William Wilson Johnson, Chris Wadika, Joanna Harms, and Krista Marth are all the photographers that are going to be represented in Territory on Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute. And then there's a couple opportunities to make art, which I always think is great. You know, after seeing these wonderful shows, it's always, I hope, inspiring to people to go home and try their own hand at it. Because when you try your own hand at art, you not only appreciate what you see in a new way, but you also rewire your brain in some really important ways. So Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Aquarium, Kathy Rao Moss is going to lead a class on drawing animals with colored pencils. It's open to 14 and up, and she's going to use the animals in the aquarium as source material for folks to create their own creations. So you're in partnership with the living world Saturday from 10 to 3 at the aquarium. And then Saturday from 12:30 to 3 at Pineapple Arts is an ongoing club called the Doodle Club, which is a great group of folks. Pineapple is a really fun, intimate space. They've been doing a lot of great work. They have materials right there for you. Just go in and create with other people. It's a really relaxing way to connect and connect and create. So that is our week in art. It's a good one, Lisa.
It is as usual. We'll talk to you again in 7 days, and there'll be more fabulous stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Annie. Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Monday mornings right here on 103.3 KUMD.